This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kemp. In last night's meeting, the Bethel City Council officially offered the city manager position to Pete Williams. Williams has been serving as interim manager since September. The position was left vacant after former manager Vincenzo Vinny Carrazza stepped down this summer amid city council's frustrations with his performance. Williams is no stranger to the job, having served as city manager for 2 years before being fired in a split vote in 2019. Williams was also Bethel's port director for many years. Before last night's decision was made, Bethel Native Corporation CEO Anna Hoffman voiced her support for Williams in the People to Be Heard portion of the meeting. She said he has brought stability to Bethel since his tenure as interim manager, citing his experience with the region and other entities in it.
He knows how to navigate and communicate with local, state, tribal, and federal bureaucracies. He knows how to build relationships and find creative solutions to tackle problems unique to rural Alaska. Simply stated, he gets it.
The decision comes after more than a month of executive session deliberations over the course of 5 meetings. Mayor Michelle DeWitt and Councilmember Alyssa Leary both expressed that it had been a challenge to come to a final decision, but the council was lucky to have 2 qualified candidates to choose between. Next, in COVID-19 news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is one of the few places in the nation where in some places in the region, the entire general public is now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. The Tribal Health Corporation has been able to rapidly expand vaccine eligibility for 2 reasons. First, it received more doses than expected, and then many people declined to take it. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Dan Winkleman is president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He's become a strong advocate for the COVID-19 vaccine, and during a virtual town hall on Monday, he shared an ambitious hope.
Hopefully, as many people as possible to get vaccinated in our region and all throughout the nation and the world.
The virus that causes COVID-19 has had an outsized impact on the YK Delta. Since last October, the region has had the highest case rate in Alaska and one of the highest case rates in the nation. But even with the disease found in so many people, Winkleman says the number of people willing to be vaccinated has not been high enough. Many have declined, he said during the town hall.
We have seen a fairly high declination rate all throughout our region for the vaccine.
Winkleman says YKHC is trying to combat that high declination rate with education. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 95% effective at preventing recipients from developing COVID-19. And the vaccine is one of the health corporation's main tools to suppress the virus's outbreak in the region. So many people declining the vaccine has meant that extra doses are on hand, and YKHC has widely expanded eligibility for vaccinations. In villages, anyone age 16 and older can receive it. That's as young as federal guidelines allow. Additionally, a generous vaccine shipment from the Indian Health Service gives the health corporation more flexibility. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said the villages continue to have priority because they are more vulnerable.
Villages have poor access to care, requires, generally speaking, an airplane ride to be able to be seen in the hospital, and they have less access to water and sewer. So we know that poor access to sanitation has been associated with a risk of respiratory infections.
Also, many people in villages live in crowded, multi-generational homes,
which could be considered to be congregate living settings. So that's another reason to expand access in our villages first.
By the end of this week, YKHC expects to distribute initial doses of vaccine to 36 village clinics. That will leave only 5 clinics that have yet to receive the vaccine within the first month of it arriving in the region. In Bethel, the vaccine is not yet open to the general public. Currently, it's available to anyone age 50 or older, as well as frontline essential workers and people living in congregate settings. Hodges says the Health Corporation may expand eligibility in Bethel in the next week or two. It will depend on how many people currently eligible sign up for an appointment. Hodges encourages everyone in the region who wants to receive a COVID-19 vaccine to complete an online form on YKHC's website.
And it doesn't guarantee you an appointment, but it lets us know that you want to have it. And so if you fit into our current criteria, we will call you and get you scheduled as soon as we can. And if you don't fit into the current tier that we're on, we will add you to a list and we will call you as soon as you are eligible to get to receive the vaccine.
Hodges says 15% of people in the region receiving COVID-19 tests are testing positive for the virus. That indicates many people have the virus and do not know it, but are able to spread it to others. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in COVID-19 news, over 2,000 people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Second doses of the vaccine began last week in the region. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports that so far, no one in the region has developed an adverse reaction.
As of Monday, no one in the region had developed anaphylaxis or an allergic reaction to the vaccine. That's according to Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges, speaking during a virtual town hall hosted by the Health Corporation.
We have been very lucky so far to not have any of those serious allergic reactions in our region.
Such allergic reactions are rare and often easily treatable. The CDC recommends everyone who receives the vaccine to be monitored for 15 minutes in case an anaphylactic reaction occurs. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is observing everyone a little longer, for 20 minutes.
Most cases, about 99% of cases of anaphylaxis are going to occur in that first 20 minutes. That's why we chose that as kind of the cutoff.
However, people with a history of serious allergies are monitored longer, 30 minutes, as an extra precaution. Dr. Hodges says everyone delivering the vaccines has been trained to respond to allergic reactions, and the treatment works. Allergic reactions are rare, and none have occurred in the region. But some side effects to the vaccine are common. Dr. Hodges experienced them herself.
I know after my second dose, I needed some ibuprofen for a couple of days.
The most common side effects include pain, redness, and swelling at the site of the injection, as well as body aches, fatigue, joint pains, swollen lymph nodes, and a rash in a place separate from the injection site. Less common side effects include vomiting and diarrhea. Hodges says most side effects clear up on their own.
Most of them are mild and are relieved with either Tylenol or ibuprofen, and usually only last between 1 and 3 days.
The vaccine side effects are often far less severe and last for a much shorter time than developing COVID-19 itself. YKHC has enough vaccine that it has been able to repeatedly expand the pool of residents who qualify for vaccinations. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in COVID-19 news, the Chivac school superintendent died from COVID-19 complications over the weekend. David Lauji was the superintendent of the Chivac Kashinamiut School District. He died on Sunday. Lauji had been hospitalized at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center, a hospital spokesperson said. The school district wrote on its website that David Lauji was, quote, dedicated to the students, committed to the community, and stepped up to serve in a variety of capacities. He was a strong believer in the worth and abilities of the students of Chivac. Community members offered remembrances online. Chivac restaurateur Earl Achuk extolled Lauji's work as an educator. In a Facebook post, Achuk wrote, Dave Lauji's entire being was for the success and well-being of all students in Chivac. Other community members offered prayers and commended his service to Chivac's youth. And finally, in the daily COVID count, yesterday the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced one person with COVID-19 was admitted to the hospital in Bethel, while another was medevaced out of the region. YKHC also announced 59 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. There were 19 cases in Bethel, 5 in Ammonick, 1 in Hooper Bay, 7 in Kasigluk, 1 in Kotluk, 1 in Marshall, 5 in Mountain Village, 3 in Tuksuk Bay, 12 in Tuluksak, and 5 in an unnamed YK Delta village. There are 229 active cases in the region. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,914 cases, 20 medevacs, 51 Bethel hospitalizations, and 19 deaths. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.